Hey, Ryan, since you're not going to the game, where are you planning on watching the Wildcats?
I'll be stuck at the office, but I wish I could be lounging at home in front of my TV.
Yeah, me too. I've been thinking about getting like a big comfy recliner from Sam Levitt's Furniture.
Ooh, stylish.
Sam Levitt's Furniture has specials on a wide selection of recliners, so you can watch the game in style. You can check out a bunch of options at their Tucson locations. I'm thinking of getting one with swivel action.
Ooh.
But I kind of like the one I saw with cup holders.
Well, while Justin makes up his mind about which recliner he likes best, let's talk some sports.
From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Welcome to the Wildcast, your Arizona Wildcats podcast here at the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com. I'm Arizona Daily Star sports editor Ryan Finley here with columnist Greg Hansen. Greg, I'm reminding myself to speak slowly and enunciate because when I get excited, I start talking really fast like this. And today is a very exciting, isn't the word, but newsy day. Rich Rodriguez is out and the Arizona Wildcats are looking to hire a new football coach. We posted a list of 18 names earlier this morning. Michael Lev had sort of all of his bases covered. And you threw a real wrench in it by offering a 19th name that I hadn't heard yet. Tell me about David Phipp.
David Phipp's from the Dick Tomey School of Coaching. Mm-hmm. He was a walk-on safety a la Chuck Cecil from La Jolla, California. Became a starter, three-year starter, mm-hmm. undersized, mm-hmm. white guy. One of the nicest and smartest kids I've ever met at the U of A in the days when you could talk to him and get to know him. And he wanted to be a coach, so mm-hmm. he went from here to Holy Cross, mm-hmm. went from there to Cal Poly mm-hmm. with Rich Ellerson, who's one of the finest coaches in college football.
San Luis Obispo, yes.
Yeah. And he went to a couple more small stops and then to San Jose State with Dick Tomey. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, he was in the NFL, and he's been coaching the NFL for 10 years. He's now the special teams coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. And the reason I mention him is last year when the Eagles were in the playoffs, their head coach mentioned
Doug Peterson.
Doug Peterson mentioned him and said, talked about how good their special teams are because they were the best in the league last year. Mm-hmm. He said, David Phipp is going to be a head coach in the National Football League someday.
Wow.
So I kept him on my mental list at that time.
Does he want the job, do we think?
I bet he'd drive an old Winnebago out here. I mean, he is. He's the guy.
He's the guy. Can a school like Arizona, this is such a critical hire, right? I mean, it's we can agree here. Football steers the bus financially at every school, even Arizona.
Yeah.
A successful football program means that you're funding men's tennis, women's tennis, golf, all the sports nobody attends, right?
That's Mike Kendra always says, if you want to help us out and buy a football season ticket.
Right. You want to help the softball team, support the football team. This may be the biggest hire Arizona's making for a while. Can you get away with somebody who's never been a college head coach?
That's the big unknown. Some Stanford did it with David Shaw.
Sure. But he was the offensive coordinator there. I mean, yeah. or had been recently. Yeah. I mean, he knew the system.
Northwestern did it with Pat Fitzgerald. What was he, 29?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been done.
His boss died, but yes.
And it's also not been done well.
Right. Well, and that's the question, right? As we can find the exception that proves every rule, right?
Right.
You can say, don't hire a retread, it'll never work. But we can point to five retreads who are actually winning.
Yeah.
We can say, don't hire a young guy, it'll never work. But then there are young guys. P.J. Fleck at Minnesota being one of them. Arizona probably could have had P.J. Fleck a year ago. Arizona could have had Sonny Dykes 2 weeks ago.
That's the one that stopped me. When I saw him during the bowl game, I said, I didn't think Rich Rod would be fired at that time.
No, none of us did.
But I had some regrets that Sonny got away.
Sure. A couple other big names that are out there. Does Kevin Sumlin move the needle for you at all?
He doesn't just because he got fired at a power school. Mm-hmm. And Arizona's hired two of those, John Makovic from Texas and Rich Rod from Michigan, and neither one worked.
That's true. What about Mark Helfrich?
It's almost the same thing, but... Mm-hmm. You know, he's got some good qualities.
Right.
He's a good person.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the Pac-12.
Mm-hmm. Same or similar offense, which means, I mean, if the name of the game is hire a coach who can help Khalil Tate win a Heisman Trophy. Mark Helfrich is 1A, isn't he?
But it's just, isn't it somewhat troubling that he didn't get it done at Oregon when Oregon had all the stuff?
Yes. Oregon had every good player and not only struggled, but sucked. We can say sucked, Justin.
Sucked
under him his last year.
Yes. And he's been criticized strongly, and I know it's easy to do after the fact, in the Oregon media.
Right.
For mishandling, not being tough.
Right.
You got to be tough here. That number one.
Right.
Mark Helfrich tough.
Right. I pound this point home a lot. I'm a firm believer in the George Costanza tuna on toast approach, which is you do the exact opposite of everything you've ever done. Maybe you'll get a different result. If we're looking for the exact opposite of Rich Rodriguez, who is that?
Chuck Cecil.
How so?
He's a defensive coach.
Okay.
Probably couldn't design an offensive play.
Right.
He's one of the three greatest Wildcats in history.
Mm-hmm.
He comes from the NFL, not from the college game.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a nice man. And Rich Rod, I don't think, was at root a nice man.
Is he a leader of men? You know Chuck Cecil better than most.
His personality this year just stumped me when I engaged with him.
Right.
He was outgoing, mm-hmm. engaging. I mean, when he was here, he was just a tough guy.
Right.
And he was a man of few words. And he was...
And those words were foul words often. Yes.
He went out of his way to tell me he does not use profanity.
Wow.
He does not drink.
Right. Right.
And he's a totally changed man.
Wow.
From what I remembered of him.
Wow.
And people don't remember this. They had an award in the NCAA when he was a first-team All-American called the Super Six.
Mm-hmm.
Six college athletes, all sports, mm-hmm. were picked every year as the top scholar athletes in mm-hmm. college sports. He was a Super Six.
Wow.
So he's got the brain power. And he's got the Wildcat blood, unlike few other schools can have a guy like that.
Yeah. How many schools in the league have a grad coaching them?
Yeah.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me think. David Shaw. That is it. That is it.
Well, right? How's that working out?
Yeah. He's doing fine. To me, Greg, the larger question is, how do you get the community to buy in? The games are too long. The games are too late. People look for any excuse not to go see a team in person. They had Kadeem Carey 3 years ago, 4 years ago, whenever it was, and they didn't show. They had Khalil Tate this year, and they didn't show. How do you get butts in seats?
First thing you do is chop down the upper deck, and so the capacity is 48,000.
Okay.
And then you don't have to worry about butts in the seats.
Like
because
you put a tarp on there like they did for the Arizona Bowl.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to eliminate 8,000 seats in some fashion mm-hmm. over the next couple of years.
Okay.
So it will be like Utah. Utah comes off as this wild, great college football precinct,
mm-hmm.
and it's because they sell 45,000 tickets. If Arizona had 45,000 tickets, people would say, man, what a great football town.
Tucson is a blue-collar working place, I think. I mean, we play golf, we do all this other stuff, but at its root, it's a working place. I think that defense and physicality and hard-nosed underdog stuff plays better here than almost anywhere else in the Pac-12.
Iowa Hawkeyes.
Right. Mike Stoops. We look back at Mike Stoops now like, oh, remember Mike Stoops? Mike Stoops drew when they had no reason to draw. Mike Stoops drew because they played defense, or they tried to play defense. He was a tough dude. There was a us-against-the-world approach that Rich Rod never had. I mean, Rich Rod was Michigan's former coach.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard to feel too sorry for him. Do you think that they're going to need somebody? I mean, does Chuck Cecil hit all those buttons? Is there somebody else who does?
If you take a risk and hire someone who hasn't been a head coach, Chuck Cecil's got to be your first risk.
Okay.
My opinion. Mm-hmm. If you're going to bring in a guy who's never coached before, mm-hmm. you're going to be criticized strongly if it's not Wildcat blood.
What about Joe Salabea?
If they could get him away from Oregon to come here and be the defensive line coach, are you kidding?
How about the head coach? If you're going to hire a first-time head coach, why not Joe Salabea? He makes as much sense as Chuck Cecil, does he not?
And Joe Salavea is an extremely smart Man.
Yes.
People may say, oh, he's just a football player. No, no, no. He's a businessman. He is. I mean, he's a personality.
Right. We've heard some stories. He keeps his his mind on his money. I mean, he's a businessman first. And you go, oh my goodness, why did he go from Washington State to Oregon? Well, because it put a couple extra zeros in his bank account, and it was the next step on his way to eventually becoming a head coach.
If Dave Hickey hired Joe Salavea, I don't know what I'd do. Mm-hmm. I would probably croak.
You'd do the haka, is what you would do.
I would learn the haka.
Do it.
And I would have to resign my job because I would become a U of A fan.
Joe Salavea, to me, is intriguing. And it brings this Polynesian element. And, Greg, I don't think we talk about it all the time. We don't talk about it enough. Arizona, more than any school in the Pac-12 outside of USC and Washington, can boast a proud history of Polynesian players. They have almost none on this year's roster. Rich Rod didn't seem to care.
No. I asked him once, maybe 3 years ago, the recruiting time of year, I said, are you going to spend time in the recruiting season in Hawaii? Mm-hmm. And he goes, why?
Yeah.
That was his answer, one-word answer.
Well, to me, to bring in somebody, and maybe that person doesn't have to be Polynesian. It would help. But your next head coach needs to understand just how important that tie is. Arizona can win recruiting battles with big-name schools, showing people the 200 Polynesian players who have starred here. Joe Salavea could get you, if he was Arizona's head coach, every good player from that part of the country in perpetuity forever. What's that worth?
What stuns me in retrospect is that when Rich Rodriguez became the head coach here, he didn't take one day to bring in someone who's been here for years. Mm-hmm. And say, bring the old media guide with you. Mm-hmm. Now, why was this team good in 1992 and 1998 mm-hmm. and 1985? Mm-hmm. And the guy'd go, well, look, they had all these Polynesian players right. that nobody else had.
Pulo Pomele.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he obviously never did that. Right. He didn't care about the tradition here. Right. He thought Arizona had no tradition.
Right. And he thought, and the tradition was him.
Yeah.
The tradition was his offense, that he was going to run his offense here. And at the time, Arizona thought it needed 50 points a game to win, that was going to be their angle. I think in retrospect, Greg Byrne was probably behind the curve there. He hired a guy to run that offense. And, I mean, they hired Todd Graham a week later. Todd Graham runs that same offense.
Yeah.
Half the league was suddenly running the offense that you thought was your edge.
It's funny how it evolved all at once like that. Mm-hmm. And, well, number one, Arizona hired a flawed guy. Mm-hmm. He didn't make it work at Michigan.
Right.
And it's been 10 years now since he was at top of the game.
Right. They bought low on him. I would argue that his X's and O's were good. Yeah. I still think he was a really good in-game coach.
Oh, that's his skill.
Yep. But being a coach, Greg, is like being mayor, right? I mean, you gotta enjoy kissing babies and shaking hands. And you need to understand that everything you do is under a microscope. And he's not that man.
You can't sit up in that office and invite no one in.
Right, right. That's true.
It was stunning to me a couple of occasions to see Rich Rod at the Pac-12 basketball tournament in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Sitting on the front row. I had never seen him in public before.
Right. Going nuts. Going nuts. I mean, he was an impassioned fan. If we saw that side of him more, we maybe would have understood him more. It would not have changed the outcome, but perhaps he would have been painted as a more sympathetic figure the last 6 years.
He was a product of his childhood and his environment in West Virginia. He was just like his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And his dad was a stubborn guy, a miner, mm-hmm. career miner,
mm-hmm.
a welder, actually, in the mines.
Mm-hmm.
And Rich Rod was a spitting image of his dad all the mm-hmm. way down the line.
Right.
He didn't let anybody in.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to be a hard edge. That's mm-hmm. his mantra.
Right. Right.
And that's led to his demise.
He made millions of dollars being that kind of guy. And then I think times have changed. I'm not sure. I mean, this is the first time and only time you're going to hear me compare Andy Lopez to Rich Rodriguez. Andy Lopez decided at some point he could no longer sit in a 16-year-old's living room and deal with the inane questions about uniforms and televisions, right? And he went, let somebody who cares about that deal with it. So they brought in Jay Johnson. The years of the imperious baseball coach had passed, right? I think it's the same with Rich Rodriguez. I think Rich Rodriguez 15 years ago could sit in his ivory tower. I think now you need to be, I mean, we're in the Harvey Weinstein era. You can't be saying stuff. You can't be doing stuff. You can't be calling players' names. I'm just not sure he was wired in a way where he could stop.
And you look 100 miles north, and Arizona State has made a move in that direction by hiring a public relations director to be their head football coach.
Yep.
A guy with all personality.
Yep.
Who will greet the world in Tempe.
Yep.
Arizona, the door is closed. It's been closed here for 6 years.
I think it was closed for eight years before that, too.
That was when it changed.
It's when it changed. Well, that's the thing. When you bring in, you brought in Mike Stoops from Oklahoma. Mike Stoops brought his Oklahoma attitude, right?
Yeah.
Which is the football program is different. It's set apart from everybody else. And Rich Rodriguez brought that Michigan approach with him. Football program has its own media relations people. It has its own offices. I would think that their next hire can't do that.
You can't hire a tough old guy.
Nope. You need a modern guy.
And, just Mike Stoops was a much softer man than Rich Rod. Beneath his exterior, he was, I think, a good guy.
We saw him cry.
Yeah.
A couple times. I found him to be a sympathetic character. Yeah. I did, even in the end. And Rich Rod, I think, presented better than Mike Stoops did. Rich Rod could shake your hand and look you in the eye and tell the same four jokes.
Yep.
And there were four jokes. He could work a room. He could give a pep talk. But deep down, I think he was. Mike Stoops just got angry. I think Rich Rod could be mean. I think there's a difference.
Yes, and there it is. Mm-hmm. You just hit it on the nose.
Right.
Rich Rod could be mean and was mean.
Right. Remember what Mike Stoops would say? We kept asking when Mike Stoops' sideline demeanor was the whole thing. Remember mm-hmm. that? He'd ask the players what he'd say. He'd say the same thing to everybody. And it was, what are you doing? That's all it was. He looked like a madman. He turned purple. All he'd say to the players was, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Because he understood that you could not treat players that way. I think Rich Rod reading lips was a little bit more than, what are you doing?
Yeah. I don't know what else to say about Rich Rod. The less the better, I think, because he did himself in. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Arizona has a chance to chart a new course for its football program, certainly change the culture. There's that culture word that they talk about all the time. Bring in somebody, Greg Hansen, thank you, as always, for the kind of insight that only you bring.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You've now got me thinking that maybe it's better if they hire a Wildcat, and I would not have said that 12 hours ago.
Might change by tomorrow.
That'll do it for this episode of the Wildcast. For Greg Hansen, Justin Spears producing. Say hello.
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 Thanks for having me along.
You've been so quiet.
Well, I don't know. I was supposed to jump in.
I'm Ryan Finley. I've been talking too much. We'll see you next time.